Welcome to The Hitch, week 7.
Hello.
Hi.
It's day 56.
Day 56.
We moved.
Yeah,
we're in Sioux Falls again.
We're in Sioux Falls at the very same campsite that we...
that we stopped out at the very beginning, the beginning of our trip.
I mean,
after Minneapolis
when we weren't in the trailer.
Right.
We did one night before Minneapolis, and then Minneapolis where
right.
we left the trailer at storage place.
Really,
and this was really the. And this was the
night.
First of the like. Now we're living in the trailer,
right?
You know, and yeah, we're back at the very same campsite,
mm-hmm.
not the same. Spot.
It's convenient because it's like right off the highway, but actually for being right off the highway, it's nice.
It was interesting coming back
mm-hmm.
because we actually did a longer drive than
mm-hmm.
when we came here the first time, and we arrived
at... Well, it's about the same, 4 hours, 4.5 hours or so.
This one ended up...
Well, this one was
over
longer.
5 because we were stuck at a gas station for
a
while.
Yeah, we were stuck at a gas station for a while.
but I remember pulling into this place before and being like, oh, this is a kind of, you know, meh campground directly next to a highway.
Right.
In like a semi-industrial part of
Well, and I
Sioux Falls.
Had that same feeling like, oh, you know, but I've... definitely learned that that's not always sometimes campsites can surprise you.
Yeah, but the thing that was interesting is it's the same campsite,
right?
And it didn't surprise me last time. I felt like it was exactly what it seemed
right.
like, which was a fine place to stop for the night. But we got here today, we were super burned out and starving. And we made dinner, and then we walked around, and it was like a totally different campground. Like, it was...
I mean, the location of it is going to make it so it's never going to be, like, great.
No, it's not like suddenly it's in a beautiful spot.
But it was a lot nicer than
I
remembered it.
And I think part of it was just the first time we were here, we were so green.
Well, not only that, but if you remember that day, it was raining for like half the day.
Right,
so we didn't actually leave Minneapolis until like 2 or something in the afternoon. So we already had we had a much longer day than we wanted to have.
Right.
And so we were extra burned out. And I think just the fear level was so high.
Right. It was the first time I had ever
towed. The white knuckle driving.
Yeah.
Is exhausting.
The wind was really high.
Yeah, because it was stormy.
But also just like I remember getting here and like I couldn't remember how to hook the water up. It took me a long time to get the water hooked up, and you know, there was cable and it was like, oh, we'll get cable, and then
and
I
couldn't figure out
how to get that in.
True.
And like I couldn't figure out like, oh, should I leave, you know, we're only staying one night, should we leave the car hooked or not? And like, what do we do? And like I remember not sleeping very well, and it's like, you know, this time, like, we came and we were able to eat and then relax, and everything hooked up in 2 seconds, and we got the cable working,
that
and, you know, like,
different.
It is like, oh, wow, like, for me, this is the first real measure of, like, oh, we've learned a lot.
Yeah, that's true. There's, you know, it's kind of a full circle thing when you we're coming back, and because we stayed here before, you know, you have these vivid memories of staying here before, and now we are so different coming into it.
Yeah
It's funny, we walked by the site that we stayed in last time and I said, you know, that's when we were young and and green or whatever, like, because we just really didn't know what we were doing, and we still don't know a whole lot, but the thing is, we're rolling with it a lot easier. Like this, I mean, we do know a lot more for sure about hookups and leaving, and hitching is like not a problem at all now. We don't even really have to think about it. But like, I mean, we do, but a lot less, not much.
Yeah.
It's kind of autopilot, all the steps. But I was making dinner and blew a fuse in the fan and yeah, the light, because I had the light. Vent. I wanted to turn the light on over the oven. I mean, over the stove. And the fan was going, and I guess, you know, for whatever reason, it blew the fuse. And so I'm all about blowing fuses.
That's your thing.
That's my jam. I blow fuses.
I think
fuses.
Those are like the two times you've cooked this trip.
I know.
The two times you've blown a fuse.
It's a good thing I don't cook that much, actually. But anyway, instead of like panicking, now granted, it didn't shut down the AC and everything.
Right. Yeah.
So it was
just, it's a fuse inside the vent hood.
Yeah.
It's not a fuse across the entire camper.
I'm sure you can hear Spotty crying.
Yeah.
I don't know what her problem is. Is she hungry?
I don't know. She's got food and water.
She's barking. She just needs more attention and maybe to go outside. But anyway, I had a very different approach to the problem this time. We had already blown a very different kind of fuse, but we had blown a fuse before. So I was like, oh, okay, it's probably that. And you were able to find it really quickly.
Yeah.
And anyway, it was no big deal. Like, we're like, okay, no big deal.
Yeah.
And so that was nice too. It's like, we're no longer living in just complete fear of anything.
Something happening.
Out of the ordinary. It's like, oh, okay. That said, I saw a guy changing a tire today at a rest stop on a trailer. And I was like, oh my God, please never
do that.
Like, I try to not even think about something like that. No. That would be no good.
Yeah. Thanks for jinxing us.
I know.
By the way.
You're welcome. We'll be doing that tomorrow. Tune in for the tire change.
The other thing that happened today was we were driving. It was about a four and a half hour drive today. And, you know, part of the way through, we checked the weather. Because the plan was we were going to Minneapolis tomorrow and leaving Minneapolis on Monday. So we'd have one full day in Minneapolis. And then we were going to the Wisconsin Dells on Monday, having a full day there on Tuesday, and leaving on Wednesday to store the trailer and to go home. And you check the weather and it's going to rain Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, and not just rain. Like
Monday
big
looks
storms.
Real bad.
And
Tuesday
that,
looked
yeah
not great.
I mean, not only do I not want to drive through thunderstorms for hours on end, but that's no time to go to a water park.
Right. The Wisconsin Dells, for those of you that don't know, is like a tourist trap in the middle of Wisconsin that is just one water park and one mini golf course after another.
And a while ago they have some indoor things, but that's not what you want to do in the summer.
Indoor ones close to where we live.
Yeah.
You know? And so, you know, we decided we know a lot of people in Minneapolis and we were going to try to cram everyone into one day and do everything else in one day. And that kind of sucked always, you know? And two, like, we don't want to drive, you know, a couple hundred miles in a thunderstorm on Monday. And being in a place that's about having fun on a water slide in the rain.
Yeah, that would be
just
a
mean
sad
that we're,
ending
our
to
final
our trip.
Day is like sitting in the trailer
our final
in the
destination.
Rain.
No.
Yeah.
I mean,
so
our final,
we switched it up again. And we're just staying in Minneapolis till Wednesday and then doing the full drive to storage.
Yeah, we're staying in a campsite that's about 40 minutes away from where one of our friends lives. And then we'll just pop into the city and maybe have people come see us and, you know, just...
And just have a few days,
just have a few days, which is great because we were kind of...
We really were thinking, we're just like one daying it from here on. And now suddenly we get to spend, you know, three and a half days in a great place with great people.
Yeah, I'm excited.
It almost feels like we added to the we extended the vacation.
Well, I think the weather was obviously a huge factor, but also just, I think that all of us were not totally feeling it.
Yeah, feeling the Dells.
The Dells that much.
And also, I think all of us were kind of like, damn, I wish we had more time in Minneapolis.
Right, and then we were trying to like squeeze all this visiting in. So yeah, anyway, it worked out. And again, I think flexibility is key.
Yeah.
Because I feel good about it. I mean, it meant calling places, switching reservations. Yeah, you were like in the car.
You were like,
I was like, super, I was like, yeah. I was at my office.
You really were. You were just like on calling, the phone, changing. We needed to find a storage place,
and it was like, okay, things are wrapping up. We need to get stuff done. I know. I felt like I was.
You really
working.
Were.
I was just you were working like hard. On the phone. But it all worked out, and we did find a place to store. We're actually going back to the place we were storing it before, which is great, but it was a little further away
from our house.
From our house than we were hoping for, but it'll be fine for now.
Yeah, totally fine.
It'll be totally fine, and we already know it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's the deal.
It's totally the deal.
We're heading really, back, but we're still going to...
We're still changing up as we go.
We're still going to smash in a bunch of fun.
And yeah, we're going to be in Minneapolis tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Sioux Falls tonight, and we'll talk to you then.
Okay.
Bye.
The Hitch is recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot trailer, by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at Tin Can Evangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. Please rate and review The Hitch on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to us, and tell your friends to subscribe as well. And we'll see you on the road.